So welcome to week two of our July series, which is Ritual and the Path to Freedom. And we're talking about sort of the three main causes of suffering, according to meditators, and ways that meditation allows us to work with those varying causes of suffering. So I wanted to start tonight, if you will let me, by telling you a little bit about my weekend. And you can ignore this, the details, the specifics, but I want you to see if the tone feels familiar to you at some point, some day in your life, right? So this past weekend, I had no plans, none. I had a wide open weekend, which I was delighted to have. And I just sort of thought, well, we'll have some nice family time and who knows what'll happen. But I felt a lot of excitement and I was looking forward to the weekend. And my toddler woke up on Saturday at 5:45 in the morning in the crappiest mood of all time, like instantly whining in the voice that sends me to anger very quickly. And my partner woke up with a cold. And I woke up not sick, but not right. Do you know that feeling of just like, ugh? And it persisted for most of Saturday. And so finally Saturday afternoon, I rally and I'm like, let's go to the grocery store. Let's get out of the house. We'll get some fresh air, change of scenery. It's gonna be good. We all pile in the car. We drive all the way to the grocery store. Somehow my partner and I both left our wallets at home. So we immediately got ourselves back into the car and drove back home. And the weekend just sort of continued in this way, where nothing was wrong, and yet everything was wrong. And I, all weekend long, kept being surprised by the feeling of anger coming up. And I felt like, I'm gonna yell at my partner for this. I'm gonna snap at my kid for this. And it like would catch me off guard because there wasn't a fight. There wasn't a thing to be angry about. I just felt anger. I felt uncomfortable. I felt frustrated. Anger. And this is often the second cause of suffering, aggression. Okay. Last week we talked about grasping. Grasping is, I really want everything to be just right. And if I can just get here and finagle everything just so and hold on to everything in this just right, perfect alignment, everything will be perfect and I'll be happy. That's grasping. And aggression is now, well, I've really been trying to get everything perfect and it's not, and I'm really annoyed that it's not, and I'm gonna figure out why so I can fix it. And it creates this level of, the word is aggression, but I'm blaming myself because things are off, I'm blaming, you know, who I'm in relationship with in that moment because things are off, or I'm blaming the situation itself. I should have XYZ should have been the operative word there, right? There's like a level of blame or judgment in that moment. So what we're looking at today is this aggression that we carry because a moment doesn't feel right, which is often, right? And it's interesting because we really desperately want to find a reason for that not rightness. And if you think about my example and perhaps your own example, often the discomfort, the not rightness, is in the minutiae. It's in a thousand tiny nondescript details that by themselves mean nothing and don't hurt by themselves. It's the piling up together that suddenly feels not right. So trying to find cause, trying to find blame in minutiae is like needle in a haystack. You can't even pinpoint what you're trying to blame somebody for, right? It's just all this little disparate things in the air. So instead of our sort of constant attempt at discovering why we're uncomfortable, why we're unhappy, and how we can fix it, we're gonna start to practice turning the lens towards the aggression itself, towards the feeling of dissatisfaction or discomfort itself. And we know through 2,500 plus years of introspection and practice that our ability to be non-aggressive towards other is directly related to our ability to be non-aggressive towards ourselves. So So we have to start with ourselves. We feel those moments, we have those days or those weekends where everything is off and we feel off, wrong. Those are the moments to really sit down and listen inward. It's like we're trying to even untangle, not to get a reason, okay? But we're trying to untangle all the layers of discomfort to feel them. That's hugely different than saying, I'm gonna sit down and figure out why I'm unhappy. That is not the practice, because you'll be in your head for years trying to do that. Instead, the practice is, what am I feeling? And if I stay a little longer, now what am I feeling? And now what am I feeling? And one of the things we most often find under aggression is some element of fear. Not fear, well, maybe, I'm not gonna say not, but there is the fear that keeps us alive. A car is coming, I'm in the middle of the road, I gotta run or I'm gonna get hit by the car. That's fear, right? More often, the fear that we experience is the fear that keeps us from living, right? The fear of unknown, or the fear of change, or the fear of instability, that type of fear. When that's at play, right, the aggression can come up. We can start to feel anger or irritation or discomfort because I don't know. My day that I thought was going to start a beautiful weekend of fun and openness and engagement started with a whiny kid and a sick partner. So I'm really nervous about the next 48 hours at home, right? And if I let myself pay attention to that feeling, it could change how I respond. If I'm like, okay, so what I'm really feeling in here is some level of apprehension of what I'm gonna do today with these two unhappy people and an unhappy third person, myself. What am I gonna do with this? If I'm letting myself sit in that place rather than I'm so irritated, blah, 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 it changes not only how I interact with myself, but how I interact with everybody else in the room. So our practice is really a practice of courage in a way. A courage of being willing to stay when things get uncomfortable, when things get frustrating. And it is, in my opinion, the hardest time to sit, because all you want to do is not feel that. So wouldn't I be better off if I crossed five things off my to-do list, or I checked Instagram, or I go back to the grocery store for the second time, right? But if we can make ourselves sit, if we can turn inward and just invite ourselves, feel this, okay? Feel this, okay? Feel this. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever you can stand in the day. It gives us the opportunity to be a little softer towards our discomfort. And it hopefully is creating a pattern of a tenderness versus an aggression. So it's starting to alleviate one of the causes of suffering. You know, last week we talked about meditation practice being a ritual, being a thing that is a very set, specific sequence of actions that we do regularly. Right? We sit in a perfect, or not a perfect, but we sit in a particular posture. We do a particular thing with our mind. We invite it to rest on the breath, and we notice. And we do this day in and day out. And I was thinking about it this morning because, contrary to this weekend, I had a fabulous morning. My child slept till 7:15. I get up and I do a 10-minute meditation and a 10-minute journaling session every morning. And this morning was beyond decadent because I not only had that 20 minutes, but I still had time to just sit and sort of reflect and be in this quiet morning. And then my child woke up and climbed into bed with me, and we got to snuggle and talk, and the day sort of unrolled in this really beautiful, leisurely way. And not 10 minutes into it, I caught the thought, I want every morning to be just like this. And let me assure you, tomorrow morning is not gonna be like that. Most mornings are not like that, but that one odd perfect morning is the one I want. So I grabbed hold of it with both hands and I'm like, this is my ideal of happiness right here, which already sets me up for aggression tomorrow morning if I'm not paying attention to it. But if we teach ourselves to sit morning after morning, whether it's in silence or cartoons are blaring in the next room or what have you, it gives us that opportunity to see that the practice is still here. Whether the morning unfolds in a beautiful way or a difficult way, the practice is still doing its job. It's inviting us to pause, turn inward, to reflect, and hopefully to be a little softer towards ourselves. So we're going to do this together today. We have a 20-minute meditation this evening. And there's nothing to do. You know, we have these talks, and I feel like even I catch myself being like, yes, I want that. I want that non-aggressive, peaceful, zen-y vibe. So now I'm really going to try. And it immediately takes away the possibility of the actual non-aggressive, zen-y vibe, doesn't it? Immediately, because now we're aggressive towards ourselves. Do this. So we sit this evening, or if you're listening to the podcast, whenever it is that you're sitting, we sit and we just allow. We allow our breath to be what it is. We allow our thoughts to be what they are. And we allow our feelings to be what they are. Wonderful, difficult, comfortable, uncomfortable. We'll sit and we just practice being with that, preparing ourselves for the moments when we sit with aggression and the moments that we sit with loveliness. So let's try together. Take a moment just to shift around. If you've already had your legs crossed, you might uncross and cross the other way. You'll let your hands rest down onto your lap, however they're most comfortable. And when you're ready, you might let your eyes drift closed. You could also take a soft gaze down towards the ground. Together as a group, let's take a nice big breath in and release a sigh. And we'll do that again. Inhale, gather up your day. Exhale, let it go. Allow your breath just to fall to its own natural pace here. Comfortable inhales, exhales. And as always, you might start your practice here tonight just by simply saying to yourself, now is my time to meditate. Acknowledge it. Now is my time to meditate. And so you'll feel yourself truly sit. Relax the weight of your body into the cushions or blankets beneath you. Notice a sense of lift or length in your spine. Just that subtle invitation to be awake. A softness washes through our face, the forehead, the eyes, the lips. A breath or two washes across your shoulders, allowing your shoulders just to soften. And a few easy breaths through the chest. Inviting the muscles around the heart just to unwind a bit.
The belly relaxes. Not pulling in, not tightening against ourselves, but doing our best just to soften a bit. Back of the body holds us awake, present. The front of the body invites us to soften, to open. Gradually here, inviting your awareness to rest on the feeling of the breath. Allowing yourself to savor the feeling of inhale. And the feeling of exhale. As we move into a period of silence here, we'll just stay with the feeling of the breath. And the thoughts that come up along the way, you might just notice what they are. The feelings that rise up or are present in the body right now, you might just notice. And with each noticing, with each distraction, we practice kindly, softly, returning to the breath without harshness, without judgment. Noticing and returning to the feel of the breath. yourself to take just a deeper breath here. Feeling the fullness of the inhale, the exhale, noticing where you were mentally, emotionally, physically. As you feel ready, drawing your palms together in front of your heart like a prayer, bow your chin momentarily and take a second to simply thank yourself for carving out time to sit still, to turn inward, to practice. Let's finish with a breath together. Deep inhale in, release a sigh. Thank you guys, namaste.